Yeah.
Log
Yeah.
Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hallelujah, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Iaro, thy queen of peace, Aro. Hallelujah, Iaro, so yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes. Oh yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Iaro, thy prince of peace, Aro. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes, oh yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, Iaro, thy Prince of Peace, Aro. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes. Oh yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, Iaro, thy Prince of Peace, Aro. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Iaro, thy Prince of Peace, Aro. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Iaro, thy Prince of Peace, Aro. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Iaro, thy Prince of Peace, Aro. Hallelujah, Iaro, oh yeah, oh yeah. All is lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. All is lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there in him. Body lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Body lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there in him. Body lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried. Body is lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Body is lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried him. Body is lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Body is lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. I knew it was a blood. I knew it was a blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. Jesus Christ, He loves me, I cannot tell why. He loves me, I cannot tell why. On Calvary's tree, He suffered for me. He loves me, I cannot tell why. Jesus loves me, I cannot tell why. He loves me, I cannot tell why. On Calvary's tree, He suffered for me. He loves me, I cannot tell why. Jesus loves me, I cannot tell why. Jesus loves me, I cannot tell why. On Calvary's tree, He suffered for me. He loves me, I cannot tell why. Jesus loves you, you cannot tell why. He loves you, you cannot tell why. On Calvary's tree, He suffered for you. He loves you, you cannot tell why. Jesus loves you, you cannot tell why. He loves you, you cannot tell why. On Calvary's tree, He suffered for you. He loves you, you cannot tell why. Hallelujah, praise God, Jesus is Lord. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, Archbishop Stephen John Biakulu, coming your way with God's living word. Praise God, we thank God. We are in the period of the Lent, where we are preparing for the Easter period, a time when we celebrate the suffering of Jesus Christ, His death and crucifixion, and then burial, and then resurrection and ascension. So the great event is the greatest blessing God ever released on mankind. And God has laid in my heart to share with you some deep truths, some deep facts, biblical principle, biblical facts you need to know about what Jesus accomplished for you on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. Jesus did so much. In fact, in John chapter 21, verse 25, John chapter 21, verse 25, it says, if all that Jesus did were to be written in a book, the whole world would be filled with books. That's John 21, verse 25. If all that Jesus did were to be written in books, the whole world would be filled with such books, which means Jesus accomplished so much for us. You know, when He came into this world, He lived for 33 and a half years, and then He had to go to the cross. at Gethsemane, one of the last places he reached before the cross, he prayed this prayer. He said, if this cup of suffering and dying for the world should pass by me, if I have to escape, I will escape. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. He was praying to the Heavenly Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it was definitely God's will that Jesus should go to the cross. Of course, God sent him into this world, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and live and die for us to be saved. So the cup of suffering, so then going to the cross, didn't pass Jesus by. He had to take it. He had to go to the cross. And it was after that event he had to go to the cross. And through his sufferings, we are now redeemed, we are delivered, we are blessed, and so many benefits we have from the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. You know, it's Psalm 103. I'll praise the Lord all the time. I have the benefits of the Lord for what he has been doing, for his great benefits. There's so much benefits we receive as Christians, as people of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his death and suffering, he accomplished so much for us, and we need to appropriate those things into our lives as believers, so we don't get cheated, we don't get left out from what Jesus have done for us already. You know, today I'm sharing with you from the scriptures, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 says, when Jesus resurrected, he led captivity captive by his resurrection. He led captivity captive. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. The powers that held us captive, Jesus put them into captivity by his resurrection. This resurrection power, that resurrection proved that Jesus Christ was really the Son of the living God, because no one else had ever resurrected before then. And after then, no one else is going to be able to resurrect. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Jesus 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 is the resurrection and our life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He led captivity captives. He captured the forces that have been troubling us, that have been harassing us. He led them captive, and he gave gifts to all men, to some apostles, some prophets, pastors, and so on. You know, all these Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha Hill. He conquered death for us. By his death and resurrection, Jesus conquered death. 2 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 to 57. 2 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 to 57. Jesus conquered death. Wrong. He tasted death and he conquered the spirit of death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy power? Before Jesus died, Satan had toppled the government of Adam and Eve, and he stopped authority and took authority from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And all the people that died then, they were going to Sheol Hades, and they will be there for some time. And Satan had the key of hell, of Hades. But when Jesus died, the Bible says he descended into Sheol Hades and took the keys of the kingdom and proclaimed the blood that was shed, Calvary's tree. And as many as received Christ, they resurrected with him on Sunday morning. What a glorious day. you know, great men like Abraham, like Daniel, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, people like Esther and several of them who lived for the Lord, they were resurrected with him on Sunday morning. That's why the scripture says, in the streets of Jerusalem, they were detained. They were found after the resurrection. And that showed power over death. That power over death, Jesus conquered it on Calvary Street. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your power? Now we have access to the kingdom of God. We have access to the grave and to the home, the heavenly home. We cannot go into heaven. You know, now when you die, you, as a Christian, as a child of God, you receive Jesus Christ. When you die, you are no longer going to any sure Hades. You are no longer going to hell. Because you believe in Jesus Christ, heaven is open for you, and you are welcome to the kingdom of God. Christ will be waiting there. The angels and the Lord, they are waiting to receive you over there. What a privilege. You don't miss Jesus. No Jesus, no life. 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 Tonight is the opportunity for you to know the truth, and the truth sets you free, conquer death. So we are not afraid of death no more, because Jesus has opened the way. He opened the gates of righteousness for us. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now and worship Christ the King. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now and worship Christ the King. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go away now and worship Christ the King. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. He was despised that I may now be saved. He was despised that I may now be free. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes, Jesus defeated death once and for all. He conquered death. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. My Lord redeemed my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My Lord reigned in my life today. You see, Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered Satan by his death. He conquered the devil. You know, Satan is a defeated foe. He didn't know that by instigating people to go and kill Jesus Christ, he was paving the way for heaven, the way that leads to eternal life. He was fulfilling the scriptures. He was fulfilling God's will, though. You know, instigated the people against Jesus Christ, and they went to kill Jesus Christ on Calvary's tree. That opened the way of righteousness for us. But of course, you can't even kill Jesus Christ, because Jesus laid down his life. The scriptures say he died on the cross. He laid his life down, you know, for us to be saved. He decided to do that. You couldn't have killed Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Son of God. Who are you to kill Jesus Christ?
He died on the cross for us to be saved. That's the truth about it. So Satan and his demons and all the powers of darkness, they have lost victory because Jesus has taken over. He has restored glory back to mankind. He has lifted and promoted us. Christ has made us kings and priests by his death on Calvary tree. Jesus has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. In the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, and then Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, it says Christ has made us kings and priests right here on earth. By his death, he made us kings and priests right here on earth. What a wonderful promotion. You know, for the death of Jesus Christ to promote us, you know, from being nothing to something. You remember the story of David? David was just praising God, and God said, I found a man after my own heart. And God was moved, and he promoted him to become a king, from a shepherd boy to become a king of Israel. Can you imagine? Promotion cometh neither from the east, nor west, nor south, but from God. God has lifted us from being servants. God has lifted us from being servants of the devil. We are now priests and kings of the Most High God. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, and then Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Say, Christ has made us kings and priests. By his death, he has promoted us. We are lifted with him. We are raised with him. We died with him in baptism. And now we are resurrected with him to live in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to mankind. And we need to key into this and understand what Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. You know, Christ has opened the way for us. He took away our sickness and sin. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. He took away shame and disease from our lives. He took away our poverty in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. On the cross, Jesus became poor that we would become rich. So even the poverty we're talking about, Jesus took it upon himself on Calvary's tree, upon himself. And we no longer have it. We don't have it. Poverty is not for you. It's not for me. It's not for us. The devil is the owner of sin, sickness, and disease, and poverty, and hardship, and untimely death. All those nonsense, they belong to Satan. You know, every good gift, every perfect gift coming from above, every good thing comes from God. You know, promotion cometh neither from the east, nor west, nor south, but from above, north, from the north, from above. So help comes from above. My help cometh from the Lord. Our promotion cometh from the Lord. Our healing, our deliverance, our salvation, our blessings, our prosperity cometh from the Lord Jesus Christ, who made heaven and earth. We need to receive that into our life today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive. I feel him all over me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have can I know who coming? Can I know your name?
My name is Basada.
Name is what?
Hello? Basada.
Yeah, your name? Oh, okay, good. You are welcome. God bless you. Yeah, talking about the death of Jesus Christ. Do you have anything you want to share? Want to say something about it? Yes, go ahead.
Yes, you shared Galatians 13, right?
Yes, go ahead, yeah.
I like to share Galatians 4 and 24.
Yeah, go ahead and speak about it, yes.
Galatians 4 and 24 says, everything's an allegory, and Jesus came out of Abraham, am I correct?
Yeah, Jesus came out of Abraham, yes.
Things are allegory in the Bible, and Jesus came out of Abraham, and Abraham's an allegory. That means the whole Bible is an allegory. Am I correct?
Abraham is the father of many nations. And Jesus
yes.
came through the lineage of Abraham. You know, Abraham was the father of faith, and we are the seed of Abraham today. If you look at the same Galatians chapter 3, if you read through the whole of Galatians chapter 3, the scripture describes us as the seed of Abraham. The reason is Abraham is the father of faith. God called him, and through him we have Isaac and Jacob and the nation of Israel. And then we had King David, and then we had Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, though it's not the biological father of Jesus. And then we have Mary, who God used, through whom Jesus was born to this world. So Abraham is the father of faith, and we are the seed of Abraham. Yeah,
you never heard of Galatians 4:24.
Yeah, read it loud.
All right, one second.
Yes.
I have to get away real quick. I have to leave where I was at to read it.
Yeah, read it.
Okay, Galatians 4:24.
Yes.
Says this, which things are an allegory? It says, which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which generated bondage, which is Agar. So it says, which things are an allegory in the beginning? If they are allegories, that means they are stories. But like Dr. Seuss, kind of has stories, but they are no way to be taken literal. You know? So,
yeah, actually, what happened is
they take spiritual.
Yeah, the Bible is the word of God, and it is the authority of the Christian faith. And all these Old Testament and the New Testament, they are all written by the men of God, whom God used to write it. So all scripture is given by inspiration, and it is the word of God. It's not just fables, it's not just stories, it's not just some made-up stories. It's reality what you read in the Old Testament and the New Testament of the Bible. Those things are real. They are for real. And we need to believe the word of God. The word of God is what you must receive into your life. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word of God is the Bible. Jesus is the word of God. You need to believe that word of God. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. As many as
receive Christ. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that, you know, Jesus Christ has authority over me? I ask that question because Malachi 3 and 6, you know, have you ever read Malachi 3 and 6?
Yeah.
You read Malachi 3 and 6, lets you know
that
I changed not. I changed not. I am that I am. See, everybody is a part of the all The all is God. Everybody is a part of God's divine will. And if everybody is a part of God's divine will, then you can honestly say that God's divine will is for everything to have a purpose. So even evil has righteousness to it. God created evil according to Isaiah 45 and 7 and Proverbs 16 and 4. God created everything. He created the sun, moon, and stars. He created you, me. But there's a believing that people will not make it to heaven because of separation. That's an illusion. People separate things now, like the state. I don't know what state you're in, but what does it matter? That's separation. We all are on this land and on this planet together. So if we all are on this land and on this planet together, that means we all are a part of God. And if we all are part of God, we're all God's children. You follow what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
So Malachi 3 and 6 says that I change not. See, God doesn't change, but everything else changes. You know, when you grow up, you get older, you change. That's the illusion to make you think that when things change, you know, people die because of the illusion of change, you know. They think money is material. Material changes. It's not actually real. This whole universe was created from a mental thought. Everything you see and you touch is created from your mind. And God controls that mind. God created that mind. So I'm basically saying that at the end of the day, the Bible was created to talk about the falling of man's consciousness and the revival of man's consciousness. And so when you read Galatians 4 and 24, it tells you that the Bible is an allegory.
Okay. Actually, the Bible is the word of God. And it is the true word of God. It's given by inspiration.
But what is God true message. And what is false? What is true?
So the word of God is given by inspiration. So we need to believe the word of God and accept it so that you can have eternal life. There is no other way through which you can be saved except through Jesus Christ. You have to receive Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. Many have received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Today is the opportunity for you to receive the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. You need to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Open your heart, let him come in and dwell in you so that you can have eternal life. That's why we're talking about the death of Jesus Christ. When he suffered and died on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago, he shed his blood for the remission of your sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. You know, so Jesus is the only begotten Son of God who came to save the whole world. It is a great thing. What a great story. It's a great story. Man to leave this world and follow Christ and to make a friend with our Lord Jesus. What a great story. What a privilege, it's a privilege. Man to leave this world and follow Christ and to make a friend with our Lord Jesus. What a great story. I pray for everyone who have had this word of God, that this word of God will find a place in you, that you will be a doer, that Jesus will be your Lord and Savior, that you can have eternal life. In Jesus' name, we pray for you, that Jesus will dwell in you, the word of God will dwell in you richly. In Jesus' name, God bless you abundantly. Feel free to reach out for prayer or counseling, area code 240-552-5899. or 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. We invite you to be with us on April 1st and 2nd, Saturday, April 1st, and then Sunday, April 2nd, at the Jesus Christ Global Mission Comfort Inn, 4050 Powder Mill Road, Bellevue, Maryland, 20705, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. daily. You're highly welcome to receive more teachings on what Jesus did for you on Calvary Street, what Jesus accomplished for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. It will be an opportunity for you to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. God bless you abundantly. We love you, Felicia and I. We love you, and we say, God prosper you in Jesus' name. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Yes, feel free to join us on Saturday, the 1st of April and 2nd of April, by 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. At the Jesus Christ Global Mission Comfort Inn, 4050 Powder Mill Road, Bellevue, Maryland, 20705. It will be a great time. Men and women of God are coming to share the Word of God, teaching on what Jesus did for you on Calvary Street. We're going to be praying for you, praying with you, and ministering to you. And I tell you, you'll never be the same again. Come and receive all that God has for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross, to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross, to redeem me. Alleluia, Ia rose, alleluia, Ia rose, alleluia, rose to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross to redeem. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross to redeem. Alleluia, Ia rose, alleluia, Ia rose, alleluia, Ia rose to redeem me. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave, Jesus, you are Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in your life, Jesus is Lord. Even in this place, Jesus is Lord. Even in our life, Jesus, you are Lord, even in this place. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord. Ah, my spirit saves me. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, you are Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in our life, Jesus, you are Lord. Even in our life, Jesus is Lord. Even in our life, Jesus, you are Lord. Even in our life, Jesus.